Leaders in West Nile, led by the legislators and local council, have warned that the proposed protection of sovereignty bill could frustrate humanitarian responses to the needs of refugees. Dr. Musa Noah, the Member of Parliament for Koboko North constituency, says the region that hosts the largest number of refugees is already grappling with worsened donor fund cuts. James Baba, the Member of Parliament for Koboko County, says the bill may affect sections of the economy because the country still depends on external support for many activities in education, agriculture, health, through civil society support. The leaders are thus calling for a referendum on the matter. In its current form, the Protection of Sovereignty Bill 2026 introduces sweeping regulations on foreign-linked activity, requiring ministerial approval for foreign funding exceeding 400 million shillings annually. The bill also criminalizes economic sabotage and policy influence without cabinet approval, with penalties up to 20 years in prison. On Thursday, President Museveni called for the review of the Protection of Sovereignty Bill 2026 amid its growing public uproar, saying it needed further refining to ensure clarity.